to express myself and to thank all of you for your many prayers and support for the work in Ghana, West Africa. I want to thank our dear pastor and his family and the leadership of this church for receiving us, this assembly, for receiving us in your hearts, praying for us and supporting us for the work of the ministry. It has been 26 years ago when I met Pastor Cedric Manson. He came and we held a crusade in the village of Azema. And Pastor Green, through Pastor Green, in Frostburg, Maryland. My dad of 28 years now. And indeed, they helped me to go to college and seminary in Canada. And I thank God for them. 20 years ago, I came to know Dr. Jane Todd. And through her, we came connected with the assembly. And we have walked together for 20 years. And we thank you for your prayers and for your support for the work that is going on in Ghana, West Africa. We thank you for the books. We thank you for the materials you sent to us. We thank you for the equipment and the vehicle and the finances that you have sent over the years to Ghana to help us in the work of which God has called all of us to do in the country of Ghana, in the village of Azema, and in the region of the western part of the country. And we say thank you and God bless. And we look forward to the time that you will send a team from this church to come and preach and teach and worship and praise and encourage and build for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. When God laid on Dr. Jean's heart to help us with a nursing school, it took her many years of labor, of writing the curriculum, coming to Ghana in and out, and working, collecting books, and coming back and establishing it. And to God's glory, we are grateful to the Lord. Hallelujah. I was raised in a single home, family home. My mom and dad were separated when I was 4. And mom raised all 4 of us. Indeed, my dad had very little to do with us. I grew up very shy and a lot of low esteem of myself. In class, I will not raise my hand to answer any question. But I thank God for Jesus who came into my life and took control. He changed me. And I led my dad to the Lord, and on his deathbed, he looked to me and said, "Son, I wish I had known the Lord earlier." I said to him, "Daddy, we should meet in glory." And I give him praise and glory for the healing and the deliverance that he gave to me and the relationship we built before he passed on. And I thank God for that opportunity. Hallelujah. The work in Ghana is going on well. To everything, there are challenges and there are difficulties. And in our lives, we all experience some challenge and difficulties. And for myself, 2012 was a really bad year for me. So my sickness and affliction in my body, it came to a point that I was attacked so much that I would sit and not talk. I would stay in the house many days, not coming out. I have to be helped by somebody in Accra who took me in and helped me. Attacked by malaria, and after that, typhoid, and after that, with this disease and affliction, it was very hard for me for the whole of the year. Indeed, I stayed in Takoradi most of the year. I did not go to the mission site for a very long time. I was fighting depression. But God is good. In all we pass through, He is still God. And He will deliver and set free and put us back on the road and push us on to fight forward to His glory and to His honor. In Jesus' name. Indeed, we have had two presidents on the site, on the mission station. The first president of Ghana that came helped to build a dormitory, of which you're going to see. And also, the second president that came donated a bus to the school. A school of 556 students, started with 25, as Mama said. Hallelujah. The orphanage is also doing well. We have 28 children in the orphanage and nearly 300 children in the school. Actually, when the school, all the schools have reopened and are on site with the teachers and the workers, we have about 1,000 people on the mission site every day. So all these is because of your prayers and your support. Our desire is to go to the villages and preach the gospel. The villages and establish the kingdom of God. And we planted 28 churches in different villages and towns. Hallelujah. All over the Western Ashanti region and also two churches in Ivory Coast, which is the next country to Ghana. God has been good. Hallelujah. And as the DVD is getting ready to play, I'll say, it is the Lord and your prayers that have enabled us to walk this far. There are many other doors that God has opened. And with your prayers, all of us will walk through in Christ's name. We desire to build a hospital on the site. We've cleared the land already and laid 2,000 blocks already. The hospital will serve the community and also the school, helping to train them on site. The government takes the nurses to the various villages, train them motorbikes, and they go to the various places to help people medically. Last year, we had a friend, a pastor friend, that raised money and came to Ghana and bought us 10 motorbikes and were distributed to the pastors and going to the villages to preach the gospel. Let us watch the video. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. That is what all of us have been doing together for the past 20 years. All of us have been doing this together for the past 20 years. So thank you very much for your prayers, for your support, for the encouragement that we receive from you. And from time to time, the emails that we'll receive strengthen us and encourage us to keep us going, in Christ's name. And thank you, Dr. Jean, for pioneering the establishment of the nursing school. We do appreciate you very much. We thank you for your help. She doesn't want to say yes, accept that, but
this is Pastor Cedric Manson. He ministers in Baltimore, and he has been pivotal in the orphanage.
Just a word about the orphanage. How many years did it take to build that orphanage?
It took us about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. The ministry Word Alive has taken in over the years orphans who were abandoned. And it never ceases to amaze me, this organization that does not have the wherewithal that we have here in America. By faith, God has shown them that money is not the problem. Here in this country, we think that money can solve a lot of things. But the one thing that God wants more than anything is our hearts, souls, minds, and strengths. They've taken in over 28 orphans there now. Some have moved on and have saved the lives of these children by bringing them into the orphanage, giving them a quality education, giving them the gospel of Jesus Christ when their own families had given up on them. They have built not just the orphanage, but as you see, the nursing school. We saw on the film the Christian day school with over 300 children from the village going to that school, giving them education and learning about the ways of Christ. It has been an honor and a privilege for me to be a part of what's going on in a small village that most people have never heard of, Essiama, in Ghana, West Africa. Two presidents of that country have visited that village, and God is not through yet. And I'm praying that God will make this hospital, Dr. Jean, the Johns Hopkins of West Africa. We have a God, and he can and he will do it. So we want to continue to lift up Word Alive in prayer, support them any way you can, financially, sending teams. And God bless you for all of your efforts. We thank you very much.
The Lord gave me the prophecy that this little village in nowhere would one day be a major medical center. And it's beginning to happen here.
Amen.
Of course, we have to have the nurses first because they are medicine.
Yes.
That is medical care in developing countries, nursing. We also have two other visitors with us today who are missionaries to Ghana. Jeannie Madden, will you stand up and wave? We have been together on the mission field. Turn around and see your face. And many God see also. We were together in Ghana. Thank you, Brother Charles.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to share a little bit from the Word. Encourage ourselves in the Lord. It takes me an hour to wind up. And an hour to preach. So we're going to eat very late. Amen. Thank you. She gave me some of her CDs and DVDs, and I love them very much. Very good musician. Anointed by the Lord. Yes. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13 to 19. Matthew 16, verse 13 to 19. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say there are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "By whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. The Lord, through your word, you encourage us and strengthen us and help us to fulfill the mandate upon the church, to be the church and to go into the world and minister to people. We give you praise in your name. Amen. I just want to share some few thoughts here regarding what a church is, what a church is supposed to be, and how we are to function on this earth in our community in which we find ourselves. I'm not going to do, when you come into a Hebrew messianic congregation who knows the Hebrew and the Greek, sometimes it's not easy to preach. But I just want to share some few thoughts regarding the church, based on taking some few verses here and look at as a church and coming together as a body of Christ and moving on in the Lord. And some of the things that we can do and supposed to do to fulfill God's mandate on the earth regarding the church. I believe the church is the ecclesia of God. The church is the body of believers. The church is not a building. A building is good because a building is where we gather. But the church is the people. The church is you and I. And the Bible says we are the temple of God. Hallelujah. So the church is us. And we are under the authority of Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The church is the called out ones to live as a people under the authority of Christ. It is the Jerusalem from above. The church is the Israel of God, the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. The church is a new Jerusalem. It's the express image of Christ. That's the church. The church is the domain over which the King of Glory rules and reigns. That's the church. The place wherever where we do express the love of God, the joy, the peace, the righteousness and holiness, and the power of our God. The church is the place where we express and show the glory of the Lord. It is a place where the wounded come to receive healing. The church is where the hurting will come to be comforted. The lonely will come to receive friendship. That's the church. We come to receive friendship. Where those who need comfort come to receive comfort. The church is where the rejected come to be accepted by all, no matter our background, where you come from, and our color. But the church is a place where everyone is accepted and everyone is important. Hallelujah. In the house. Where everyone counts. And anything that we do is acknowledged. Hallelujah. The church is where the lonely will come to receive friendship. Hallelujah. And fellowship from the Lord. The Bible says Jesus turned to his disciples wanted to know whom they think of him. Amen. And he asked the disciple, whom do men say that I am? First of all, he wanted to know what the world is thinking of him and what his disciples are also thinking about him. Hallelujah. So he said, whom do men say that I am? And they answered and said, they said, some say you are Jeremiah, and some say you are one of the prophets, and some say you are Elijah. Glory to God. And then some say you are John the Baptist. Then Jesus turned to his disciples again, but you, whom do you say that I am? Yeah. Woo! Whom do you say that I am? And then he said, nah. And God gave a revelation to Peter. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. If you don't know Christ, you don't know who he is. But if you know him, you know who he is. Yeah. The Savior of the world. The Deliverer of the world. The Preserver of life. Hallelujah. The King of kings. The King of glory. Hallelujah. The Messiah of the whole world. The Deliverer of the world. Hallelujah. If you don't know him, you cannot say all these things until you know him in your heart. And so he gave a revelation to Peter. And he said, whom do men say that I am? And he gave the revelation to Peter. And Peter said, hey, now here you are not only a miracle worker that we are with you and eating from the same table, but you are the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Woo! Hey, hallelujah. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And Jesus said, nah, Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And today, you and I are the church of Jesus Christ. You and I are the pillar of this house. This church can move on. If this church can move on, it depends on you. Hallelujah. All of us count. And anything we do in this church is important. And all of us must put our hands on the deck and participate in all activities of this body and move it forward in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, there are Peter, and upon this I will build my church. Amen. And he said, the gate of hell shall not prevail against. Amen. The enemy can try. Amen. That's why he said, the thief comes to steal and kill and to destroy. That's what he does come to do. He comes to put fear in you. He comes to put some spell on us. And, you get depression like I did. Hallelujah. And sickness and affliction and all kinds of stuff. On our way, he attacks our families. He attacks our children. Our business. He does attack them. Oh, but Jesus said, but I have come to deliver your family, to deliver your home, and to deliver your marriage, and to deliver your children in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. All of us have battles that we fight. We have problems and situations that we all go through, each one of us. Hallelujah. But we should remember that Jesus came to bring deliverance. Jesus came to bring salvation. Jesus came to bring healing. Jesus came to deliver us from the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. What is the church supposed to do? Number one, first of all, the church is to glorify God. All we do is to glorify God. We're not building a Harika, Ethiopia, that stands it there and people come and bow their head and worship. No. All of us are to worship and bow our heads to the King of kings and to the Lord of all. I recognize that we have people in leadership we must respect. But the respect that we need to give from the depths of our hearts is to him. Amen. Amen. Number one is to glorify God. All we do is to glorify God. Amen. When we're preaching, we're glorifying God. When we worship to glorify God, not to draw attention of people on us, but to point people to the Lord. We glorify him in worship. Hallelujah. In our tithes and offerings, we worship the Lord and we glorify him. In helping people, one another, we are worshiping and praising God and glorify him. Hallelujah. We are to be the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1 verse 12. And in Ephesians 1 verse 14, the praise of his glory. We are to glorify him in all that we do. In Romans 15 verse 6, that ye may be with one mind and mouth and glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, both Gentiles and Jews. We are to glorify God and praise him and adore him. Whatever we do in our lives, we need to glorify God. Hallelujah. And exalt him and praise him and glorify him in everything that we do. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is time for the church to learn to glorify him. It is time for the church to learn to worship him and to praise him and to bow to him and to make him Lord of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time not to point people to us, look at me. Without me, this church cannot function. But it is time to say, I'm giving a gift to serve the kingdom of God and the people of the Lord, to worship and to praise and to adore and to glorify the Lord God Almighty. It is time we learn to worship and bow our knees and worship him and praise him and glorify him in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what we go through, no matter the situations that we are facing in our lives, we got to turn our hearts unto the Lord and glorify him and worship him. The church is to glorify God. And you are the church. I am the church. And we are the church of Jesus Christ collectively. Hallelujah. And we are to worship and praise him and glorify him. You are so important in this house. So important. So needed. In this body. Hallelujah. Don't stay home. Sometimes, you know, when the Orioles and the Ravens are playing and all kinds of... Hallelujah. Oh, when is this preacher going to finish? And I'm going to watch the game. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's put it on the table. And let's do the most important thing in life. And the most important thing in life, that all of us will glorify our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords and the Jehovah Rapha and Nisi and El Shaddai God. Hallelujah. We will glorify him no matter what. Hallelujah. I don't have money in my pocket. I'm going to church anyway. I'm going to worship him and praise him. My job is not doing well. I'm going to church anyway. I'm going to worship and glorify him. Oh, my children are not serving God. I'm going to church anyway. I'm going to worship and praise him. Hallelujah. Because he is going to bring them back to the Lord. He's going to work a new work in your hearts, oh God. He's going to do a new work in your business, in your home, and in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glorify God. Let us come to church ready to worship, ready to praise. Oh, hallelujah. In Africa, you guys, I love you so much because you do it like we do in Africa. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. That's why I'm taking you all to Ghana. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify God. And number two, for the work of service. A church is to serve our community. We serve one another. We serve in the house of the Lord. We serve our community. And we serve the world. Hallelujah. That's the church. We are called to serve. Amen. And in the house of God, all of us are servants of God. Amen. And as servants of God, we are to serve one another. And thank God for America. You have phones everywhere. So if you don't see a brother or sister in church, get on the phone. Is there anything I can do for you? I haven't seen you in church for last week I didn't see you. Last 2 weeks I didn't see you. Is there anything I can do for you? You got phones in your car. Even you don't have to press it. You just have to talk. You get phones in your bathroom. You get phones in your sitting room. You get phones in your bedroom. You get phones in your hallway. Everywhere. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Let's continue to serve. And in serving, there are challenges in serving. Some people may reject you. Some people may receive you. But in all that, we don't get weary in well-doing. We keep doing it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We are to serve one another. And he gave gifts to men, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. He gave gifts to men for the work, for the perfecting of the saints, and for the work of service. Hallelujah. That we will serve in the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus, in our community, and do what God will have us to do for his glory and for his honor. Amen. Let's continue to serve one another. If a brother is sick in the hospital, we can do that. We can go and visit, encourage. The shut-ins in the house and in the old people's home and stuff like that. Let's find a way of serving them and blessing them. Hallelujah. Be a blessing to one another. Let us continue to be a blessing to one another in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, whom do men say that I am? That I am Christ, the Son of the living God. And upon this rock, I will build my church. Amen. And the gate of hell shall never prevail against you. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let us watch what we say. We can have what we say. Hallelujah. It's so important. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I have to watch what I say. That it doesn't get me now. Amen. Walking in Africa, in the jungles of Africa, every day doing the work of the Lord, attacks, influences, challenges, situations. I remember when I first went back and we began the ministry, and I was in my room, I was in Ezema. You know, when you are in the village and you don't have electricity and water, you're used to it. But after getting out of the village and going to Canada and stay there for a number of years, get trained, go back, the same village, no electricity, no running water. One single room, I have a mattress on the floor. That's where I slept. One day I was in my room and six guys came into my room, knocked at the door, and I opened the door, said, built up guys. Strong, you know me, some people say, you don't change, you look the same. Hallelujah. Amen. You've known me for 20 years. Praise the Lord. He came to me and said, hey, you've gone to Canada, you didn't come to establish a business, you come to establish church and get people out of serving idols and worshiping idols and serving God. We're going to cast you, we're going to throw you into that window. We're going to finish you today. They came to me and, you know, I said, okay, if anybody is a man, that person should touch me right now. You will see what happened to you. Oh, glory to God. And then they go to my, hey, what's this guy? Is he stronger than us? And then they came back again. You, Charles, they call me Charles, and in my house they call me Kujo. Kujo, we're going to throw you through this window. Today, we're going to finish you. Amen. Then I went back. If anybody is a man, the first person, that person should first touch me right now. He will see what happened to him. And then they went back. And then they came forward. And I said, in the name of Jesus. And I began to pray, and they went back. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, glory to God. And they went back and said, let the fire from heaven consume them right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And they said, okay, we see fire around you today. Okay, we are going, but we will come back. So they left the house and I said, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, oh God. Build a wall of fire around me. For whatever you bind on it shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on this earth, it shall be loose in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm doing it the African way. Amen. Now, I'm not excited yet. I'm now getting winded, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what happened to them? One guy has a big truck. He takes oil and takes it to the city. He had an accident. He lost his car. The other guy had a problem. He was locked in prison. And all the rest of the four, they came. Oh, Pastor Charles, please pray to God to forgive us. We are not coming to throw you away. We are not coming to destroy you. Pray to God. Pray to God. I said, kneel down right now. Kneel down. So they all knelt down. I said, and I prayed for them. I said, okay, you have to receive Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God will use anything to reach his people for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I remember the Catholic Church began to stage plays, talk about me, all kinds of stuff. I'm going through quite a bit. I'm telling you, it's not easy. Hallelujah. But when we started the nursing school, that Catholic priest came and said, we want to bring some of our children to the school. I said, oh, well, you know the one who was speaking against us and all kinds of stuff. Now you want to bring your students, your children to the school? I mean, some of the church members. He said, oh, yes. I said, you have to kneel down and beg me before. Sometimes you got to be a little radical, you know. The father, oh, Pastor Charles, I'm sorry. It was not me. My elders did that. Amen. We are good friends now. Amen. But God is good. Amen. He was doing anything to build his kingdom and build his church and his people. The church is to serve. And we are in the world to serve people. Amen. We serve people. And people don't come to church because they clean themselves before they enter into the house of God. They come to church to be cleaned. Amen. I remember I had a friend in Canada in school. Actually, we were in church and he came to service. I think he felt it was one of the sons of some of the church members. He has left church and did his thing in the world. And grew a long ponytail over here. His hair is red. Beautiful red hair. And I watched, and after the service, nobody talked to him. So I went over to him and said, David. I went to him and asked his name. I said, I'm Charles. He said, I'm David. Would you like to go for coffee? I said, sure. So we went out for coffee. And we became friends. And every Sunday, people will come to me, tell your friend to cut his hair. I said, oh, I love his hair. It's beautiful hair. So I put it over my head and I take pictures. I have. Oh, we had a good time. One day I was in my room and he called. The phone rang. And it was David. He said, Charles, I'm going to cut my hair. I said, David. Are you crazy? It's a nice hair. I love it. He said, no, I think God will have me to cut it. I said, okay, come get me. So we went to the barber shop and cut his hair. And then following Sunday, we went to church. After the service, people were around him greeting, and I stood back and I watched. And I saw the hypocrisy of people, and I said, oh, people, church, people want people to clean up first before they come to church. But they come to church to clean up. Hallelujah. Let us learn to serve and help one another and encourage one another in the Lord. Hallelujah. And number three, the church is to evangelize the word. Hallelujah. The Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. What ethnos there? So go to all the nations. And nations is where we get the word. Ethnos is where we get the word ethnicity. And out of that, we get the word tribe. So go into all the tribes and preach the gospel of the kingdom. And mission is the lifeblood of the church. Anytime we stop functions that will bring people in, the church begins to die. The mission is the lifeblood of the church. We have home missions and international missions. And I encourage all of us to continue on in the work that God has called us into, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. Missions. Praying for missionaries, helping, like we are sending a team here, helping them to go, bringing back reports. It brings excitement to the people of God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Missions. Missionary prayers. Prayer. Praying for those who are going. Praying for those who are on the field. Praying for our leadership, our pastor. We pray for the whole membership of the church and assembly, that all of us will live missionary lives. Our lives to be a place where people will see us, what we do, and be touched by the Lord. Hallelujah. And come to know the Lord and experience His love and His grace and His mercy. And sometimes churches have no mercy. You fall into sin right now. See what the church is going to do to you. Have no mercy. Amen. Oh, He did that. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's have mercy. And a big heart that we can receive people and help them to clean themselves instead of throwing them away and allowing them to be eaten by the devil, because the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Hallelujah. But we are to be a channel of blessing and encouragement to people who are trying to walk, who are trying to stand, who are trying to run in the faith of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let us learn to have some mercy for people who are struggling to overcome certain situations in their lives. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Because in life, sometimes we walk. It's like you are not going anywhere. You just walking. And in life, sometimes you run. Everything is going on well. Hallelujah. And sometimes we are flying. We just fly. Or it's like, oh, glory. And that's all life is all about. But when it happens that way, whether we are walking or running, of flying, let us be strength to one another in the name of Jesus Christ. The church, we need to serve one another. Number three, the last one is to enjoy the abundance of life. Hallelujah. Enjoy one another's company. Let us enjoy each other. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter how he looks, no matter how he talks, no matter how he walks, no matter how he does. Amen. Amen. I remember when, you know, in Ghana we like to dance like you do here, which I feel so homely. Amen. But when we are dancing and we have all these missionaries comes, and sometimes, you know, he fits in all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know Gene also, woo, and Minnie, yeah, we like to boogie, you know. That's church. Let's enjoy each other. Life is so short. You may not see him again on this earth. But one day we'll see all of them who are gone up before us. Hallelujah. When the trumpet is sound, oh, glory to God. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive shall be caught up together, and we shall be with the Lord God Almighty, worshiping and praising and adoring him, enjoying each other's company. You are my brother. You are my sister. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. So let us enjoy each other's company. Enjoy life. Enjoy the Lord. And I thank God for this church. You come, you fellowship, you eat together, you break bread together, you pray together, and then everyone is sent home to serve God in our various places. Hallelujah. 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 Who am I? Hallelujah. First, how does the world see you? And second, how does your brother sitting by you see you? Are you born again? Have you given your heart to the Lord? Is Jesus Lord of your life? If not, it is time to surrender to Jesus, to the King of Kings, and say, Lord, come into my life and take full control of my life. Hallelujah. Let the church be the church. Hallelujah. The powerful church of God, where glory is seen, mercy is exhibited. The power of God is present. Healing is there. Friendship is there. Comfort is there. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless all of us and help us to fulfill the mandate on his house and upon every one of us as a church and as a family. In Jesus' name. Amen.